I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What do you do when you unexpectedly have to make big life decisions? Just like when you get married, when you go through a huge personal transformation in health, in business, in wealth. Moving houses, I didn't know it was such a big transformation. I guess because there's so much baggage that you have to unpack and unload. And as an entrepreneur, you have to, even if you're not an entrepreneur, you are an entrepreneur because you're still in charge of getting results for yourself and your life. And I'm just like moving houses, and I come across these new crazy emotions because I just haven't moved houses in like five, six years. I'm moving to a new penthouse, and I felt so overwhelmed in terms of disappointed in myself. And I kept thinking, oh, what if I did this? What if I did that? And a lot of the times I find entrepreneurs, people that want more for themselves, because they have such a high standard of life, the high standard of results, high standard, they demand so much of themselves. It's easy to be disappointed. It's easy to get angry. It's easy to be frustrated. And once you can get aware and bring up that awareness and say to yourself and realize, hey, you know what? This is just part of life. And this is just a moment in many moments of your life. And then finding all the things that you could be grateful for. For example, as I'm moving from one penthouse to another, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? One thing I'm going to be very grateful for is the old penthouse doesn't have a gym. The new penthouse has a concierge, a gym, 24-hour security. And some of you listening to this podcast will know one of my cars, well, my car, Range Rover, autobiography, top edition, you know, fully specced out. After having it for about 4 to 5 months, it got stolen from downstairs. Well, if I had a 24-hour security system, then there would be pretty much no chance it would have been stolen. Anyway, long story short, I have to remind myself, hey, you know what? We're just living from moment to moment. The bigger purpose, what's my bigger purpose? Making sure, focusing on Allah, focusing on what God has described for me, destined for me to do. Making sure I do my prayers, making sure I do my worship. Next, making sure that my family is still good. Gym, my health is good. Am I going to the gym regularly? Do I still have the positive habits? And if you can just shift your mind from where you are to, okay, you know what? It's never that bad. You know, maybe you've lost some money in the past. Maybe you've trusted a guru or a program or a course and you've invested. And for some reason, you know, it didn't work out. Or a team member or a neighbor stole from you. You know, you just have to come from that place of, hey, it's not the end of the world, and you're going to do whatever it takes to keep moving forward. So if you're going through a real little rough patch, whether it's small or big, for me, you know, moving houses is a big deal, and it seemed like a really rough patch. Now, as I'm thinking, as I'm making this video or this audio podcast, I'm feeling much better. With that being said, I'll catch you in the next podcast. Subscribe. See you then.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Committed to you becoming wealthified.